Derek Darr here at Flat Mountain Brew House. We are here with head coach Trista Bailey of the Garden City Volleyball team and freshman Piper Harris. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for having us.
Yep, absolutely. And Piper, just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started playing volleyball.
Well, I think I started with YMCA, and then I joined club with High Performance in fourth grade, and then I went to Mission Volleyball for 3 years and went back to High Performance, and I'm here now.
And you start as a freshman and actually lead the team in kills most games. Did you expect to start your freshman year at varsity and have so much success?
No, not at all. I just started. I just did what I did over the summer, and I showed up for my team, and I think that's what got me here today.
And coach, you had just had the WAC tournament. You guys went 1-3. You had a pretty strong start to the tournament, taking the eventual winner of the tournament to three sets, and then beating Dodge City. And it got a little bit, kind of ran out of steam at the end against Liberal and against Great Bend. How do you think your team performed at the tournament?
Well, like you said, I think we started off the day strong and played some of our best volleyball in the first set against Hayes. And then from there, the errors kind of plagued us for the rest of the afternoon. So. For a lot of these kids, though, I mean, this is their first WAC experience, and it's a long day. The teams just keep coming, and there's really no time to think too much about anything that happened, you know, in the last 10 minutes. We just have to move on to the next one. So I think it was a learning experience for the kids, and I think they definitely felt the pressure and the big target on their back, and that's something that just kind of takes some time to get used to.
And tell me a little bit about the Hayes game specifically. How do you think your team performed in that game?
Yeah, I think the first set especially, we played well, and we have been talking a lot over the last couple of weeks about just playing clean and not getting into unforced errors. And I think that set was probably one of our best ones so far this season. But just like with any young team, it just takes time, and they have to learn how to play longer rallies and make smarter decisions. And, you know, Piper, for example, last time she played in a WAC situation, she was in eighth grade. So that's a pretty big jump for her and some of her teammates. So I think they will take all of that day, and they'll learn from it, and they'll get better.
And Piper, how do you think your team performed in the tournament?
Well, like Coach Bailey said, we really performed in the Hayes game. Errors just stack up, and we get down, I guess. So we just need to have a better next ball mentality, and not feel so much pressure, I guess. We're a young team. Everyone says that, but I don't think
Yeah, I think just like what Piper's saying is they just have to learn how to play better volleyball for longer stretches of time. And so they came out and they played well in the first match, but then, like I said, it just won right after the other. So that's just tough mentally for anyone, but let alone these young kids. So.
And do you think after coming close to beating the eventual winner of the tournament, but falling just short, do you think that kind of deflated your team the rest of the day, or do you think you guys just kind of ran out of energy after that win against Dodge City?
I really think we just ran out of energy. I mean, we have our highs and we have our lows. We just need to find that sweet spot and just stay there. All the teams want to beat us. We're Garden City, and we just have to, like, know that there's a target on our backs and play good all the time.
And what was your favorite play of the tournament from your team? a tough one.
Yeah, that is a tough one. I don't know that I have one specific play that stands out more than any of the others, but I do think individually we had kids that shined in their own way throughout the day, and that's always good to see that despite what's happening team-wise, anytime kids are getting better and making plays, that's something to celebrate. So I don't know that I could pick one, but yeah.
And Piper, did you have a favorite play that you did over the weekend?
Well, one that really stood out to me was I think Claire got a three pass and Maya said it and Mackenzie Lucas just crushed the ball. That was probably one of my favorites.
So a spike by Mackenzie Lucas, but it wasn't all bad news from the WAC. You guys did beat rival Dodge City. What did it feel like to get a win over your rival?
Great. We really performed during that game. We had a lot of energy. We just need to keep that mentality.
Yeah, this is the third time that we've played them this season, and the first time we played them, we won in three sets. The second time we played them, the second set was 28-26. And so it's always a tough game, and we know that we're going to get Dodge's best every time. And so to see them come out and win in that fashion right after their loss to Hayes, I think that showed a lot of heart and a lot of character from our team. So that was really special to see.
And is that Dodge City matchup a familiar one where the girls kind of grow up playing against each other and they know each other pretty well?
I don't know if they know them very well. Just I think we have young kids, so
right.
I don't know that they necessarily know anybody yet, but I'm sure they will as they continue on. So.
And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a break on 99.9 The Rock, and we'll be back with the Garden City Coaches Show at Flat Mountain right after this. And we are back with the Garden City Coaches Show at Flat Mountain Brew House, here with head coach Trista Bailey and freshman Piper Harris. And just tell us a little bit about your upcoming sub-state and what teams you're going to be seeing there.
So we are going to Topeka. And we are in a sub-state with Washburn Rural. They're the one seed. Our first round match is against Wichita Southeast, who I believe is the same team that we played 2 years ago at home. So for whatever reason, we seem to get paired up with them a lot in the postseason. So I know that the sub-state experience is, again, new for our kids, but we definitely have a familiar foe in Wichita Southeast. So we also saw Washburn Rural last year at state, and they were loaded with a good freshman class. So those kids are now sophomores and obviously having a really good season. So.
And what about Southeast? What kind of year are they having, and how tough of a first-round matchup are they going to be?
To be honest with you, I think it's a pretty good matchup for us. Their record is similar to ours. They play in the City League, so I know that they've played Bishop Carroll and Capon, and then along with Wichita Northwest, and those are all good teams. But I think we have a strong schedule too, and you know, we travel and we play tough competition, so I feel like it's a pretty even matchup, and I think we have a pretty good shot.
And how do you make sure your team brings the A game and plays more like they did against Hayes and Dodge City and puts their best volleyball forward?
Well, we've been talking about that at practice, and we basically just talked about the fact that they have a choice, and they can either continue to get better every day and you know, keep working towards being better teammates and being better individually, making a better team. Or they could do the opposite. And the last two practices have been really good. They've had high energy, and today I think was one of our best practices of the season, to be honest with you. So that's reassuring as a coach, and obviously for our young kids to know what sub-state week should feel like, and they should feel prepared and confident and have energy because it's sub-state, so anything can happen.
And what are your goals for the rest of the year? Is it to qualify for state? And what do you think your team's chances are of making it that far?
I think that's always a goal for any team, especially for us. We usually have two goals every year that never change, and that's to win WAC and to go to state. And in my last 4 years, they've been able to obtain both of those goals, and that's special for all of those teams. And I think we're in a unique situation this year. And I know, obviously, we fell short last weekend, but I think more than anything, it's just getting our kids to believe that they are a good team and they can compete with, you know, the best in the state. And either way, as long as they continue to learn and continue to get better, continue to listen to their coaches and that kind of thing, I think that will be a win for us moving forward.
And when you have such a young team, how important is it to finish the year strong and make sure you bring momentum into next year?
Yeah, it's really important, especially with our kids, our young kids. I think I've been a little worried about them just transitioning from the middle school level to the high school level. It's just a lot in and of itself, let alone going to varsity and being separated from their friends. And, you know, it's tough. They got a lot going on outside of volleyball, too. So I think the biggest thing is to keep them motivated and to keep them believing that they're in the right place and they're doing the right things and that their hard work will pay off eventually. It's just tough, and they have lessons to learn along the way. And specifically Piper, I know we've had some conversations about that, and she just has to keep doing her thing and keep trying to get better, keep being a good teammate, and the results will pay off.
And Piper, how does the team feel about that Wichita Southeast matchup?
Well, like Coach Bailey said, they're very similar, and we always come into a match with a positive mindset, and I really feel like we can win and move on to the next the next game.
So your team's feeling pretty confident heading into sub-state.
Yes.
And how important do you think it is that you guys keep your confidence level up? And you guys played some pretty good games against Hayes and against May South earlier in the year. Was your team level pretty confident in those games?
Yeah, we have a lot of energy just when we won it, I guess. Like that Hayes game, it was really high level and of volleyball, and I feel like if we just keep that mindset and play up to the level that I know we can, I have no doubts.
So you think it's pretty important your team keeps the confidence level up. How do you make sure your team has confidence and doesn't get down on themselves?
Well, you just got to get excited for every point. I mean, we're a one-point mentality team, and it could go south really fast. So we just have to keep the wheels turning and just get through it.
And even though you're a freshman, you're one of the best players on the team. Would you say that gives you a leadership role that most freshmen wouldn't have?
I would say so. I mean, there's a couple other freshmen on the team. I feel like we've been a really big voice in the team, and our seniors have really stepped up this year and became really good role models for us, even though it's new for them too. And
And Garden City has a really strong culture when it comes to volleyball. Have the seniors and upperclassmen helped to kind of show that to you guys?
Yes. Even though it's new to all of us, they've showed us kind of the ropes and what to do, and they've been a really big help and are great on the court.
Absolutely. So we're going to leave it there and take a quick break on 99.9 The Rock. And when we come back, live from Flat Mountain Brewhouse, it is the Garden City Coaches Show. We are back with the Garden City Coaches Show, right live from Flat Mountain Brewhouse. Derek Darr here with head coach Trista Bailey and player Piper Harris. And just talking about the season, some grades for the season. What grade would you give your team overall first for practice and how they've practiced this year?
Well, it probably just depends on the week and how the kids are feeling. But overall, to be honest, I probably give them B, I don't know, C some days not so much. I think it's just the ups and downs of a season. And I think a lot of what we've done has just been learning and teaching the kids how to play hard. And through that, there's going to be failure. So I don't think like a B practice is a bad thing. I don't think a C practice is a bad thing. As long as they continue to work and be good teammates and do what they're asked to do. So it's to be expected in any season, the ups and downs. But I think this week especially, we've really emphasized the importance of practicing hard, because it's hard to go play somewhere with confidence, like you were talking about earlier, if you haven't prepared. And our goal is always that our practices are harder than what they will see in a game, just mentally. And we've been emphasizing that. So it's tough, but they're figuring it out.
And Piper, what grade would you give your team for practice and how the effort's been in practice this year?
Well, this week, I would give us an A, no doubt about it. The hustle's been there. We've just made hustle plays. We're excited all the time, and I really think that's great. But the rest of the season, I would say a B or like a C sometimes. Sometimes we're just not there and the focus is off, and but that's okay because we're getting better every time, and that's the goal.
And would you say you've noticed when you guys play well, that's when it's been a really good week of practice? Or and when you play not so well, it's been the focus is just kind of off that week? Or does it just kind of depend?
Yeah, I would say it depends on, I don't know, sometimes we just turn it on at games, but we just have to practice like we play, and sometimes we don't do that. It really just depends.
And what would be your season grade for just how the team's performed so far, just throughout practice and through the games as well?
I'm going to stick with a C, only because, you know, I'm a teacher and that's technically passing. So I think they have been dealt a very tough schedule, and they've had to take some serious tests before they've learned a lot of the lessons. And I think this season is been just a learning opportunity more than anything. And so there's obviously room to improve. And I know that this group of kids and the kids that we have coming back are going to be able to get that done. So,
and who do you think has been your most improved player throughout the season?
Honestly, all of our kids have improved, and that's good to see. But, you know, just having Piper here with us, I feel like, is an opportunity to just commend what she's done this season. She's only 14, and she's leading our team in almost every single category and handling herself really well. I've known Piper for a long time, and I know how much she loves volleyball. She's really passionate about it, and to see her mature and handle herself like she has this season has made me really proud. And so she's been dealt a big responsibility, and I think that's probably what makes me the most proud, is that we have someone like Piper that's going to lead us the rest of the way.
And Piper, what's it been like coming in varsity your first year and kind of being thrown into a leadership role on the team?
Well, it's just really exciting to me. I love my team, and I'm just really glad to be a part of the varsity. We've been working really hard, and I don't know. We do need some leadership, and I'm happy to fill that role.
And what do you think's been your biggest improvement this year?
Defense. My biggest
improvement
is defense. I've gotten to the ball more, and I can read it better, and I kind of know what's going on back there now.
And what's the most challenging role transitioning from the middle school level to varsity on high school in only 1 year?
It's really different. Middle school is just, I don't know, pass. But in high school, it's more technique and more longer rallies, and we just have to adapt to it. And, yeah.
And was it a bit of a struggle making that jump from middle school to varsity at the beginning of the season?
No. I mean, we did one practice, and I was already on the varsity court. But it's been tough, but...
Yeah, she's adjusted really well. And I think just like what she's saying about the back row is, you know, in middle school, she was expected to do everything. And in high school, in order for our team to be successful, she can't do everything. And I've had some talks with her about that, too, is, you know, she has to learn to trust the people around her, and they're capable of making plays so that she can just focus on her responsibilities. And so I think that that's been part of her learning a little bit more about the varsity level, too.
And you said you've known Piper a long time. Were you expecting her to be able to come in as a freshman and play varsity right away, or was that a bit of a surprise?
Yes and no. I knew that Piper was talented the first time I met her, and I know how hard she works and how much she loves volleyball, so I'm not surprised that she's helping us out on varsity. Did I expect her to play six rotations and do it so well? No, I didn't. I thought that would take her some time, but she's not really had a choice. We needed her to do that, and she stepped up and she's done it. And for me as a coach, that just makes me happy for her, because I know she's waited a long time for an opportunity to be a part of a team like this. And so it's exciting to watch her shine.
And we're going to take a quick break on 99.9 The Rock for the Garden City Coaches Show. And we'll be right back after this. Go ahead and put us on after this, Brandon. Put us on after this. And we are back live from Flat Mountain Brew House for the Garden City Coaches Show. Derek Darr here with head volleyball coach for Garden City, Trista Bailey, and freshman Piper Harris. And how do you think the team is peaking at the right time heading into sub-state?
I think that our best volleyball is still in front of us. And like Piper said, we've had really good practice this week. So you never know. We certainly could peak at the right time, and this would be the weekend to do it.
And is the team's confidence level pretty high? I know you guys have had a good couple days of practice. How's the team feeling heading to the sub-state?
Well, this week we've had some really good practice. I feel like, yeah, we've had some really good hustle plays, and Coach Bailey.
And does the team feel like they're ready to compete against some of those top teams like Washburn Rule in your region?
They don't know. Yeah, they don't know. But I think the biggest thing is that they are continuing to get better, and they'll learn. We'll go on Saturday, and what's going to happen is going to happen, and they'll learn, and she will probably have a better answer for you next time around, because this is all new for her. So,
and as far as qualifying for state goes, how far do you guys have to advance in sub-state to be one of those teams that qualifies?
We have to win two matches, so we would have to beat Wichita Southeast, and then we would have to beat Washburn Rural in the championship. So we're in the tournament that we're in is five teams, so there's a play-in match, and the winner of that would play Washburn Rural, and then so essentially we are in the semifinals to start. So
how important is that first game against Southeast and making sure you play well to kind of get that confidence level up before you head into hopefully that game against Washburn Rural?
I mean, I want to play as much volleyball as we can. So if we get a chance to play two matches, that's great. And I want them to get all the experiences they can out of this season. And playing Washburn Rural would be an opportunity for them to do that and just see what 6A volleyball is like at the state level, because Washburn Rural is always there. They are always at the state tournament, and Coach Boardwick does a great job with his team, and they have a really strong tradition there too, and so I want our kids to be exposed to that and see what level they need to get at to be successful, not only in the regular season, but in the postseason also.
And Piper, how important do you think that first game against Southeast is, not just to advance and move on, but to kind of get that confidence level up before you guys play in the championship match of Substate?
Well, the first 10 points are going to matter a lot. We need to start off right there and have a good start, and
just make sure the team finishes strong.
Yes.
But back to Piper, who do you think have been the biggest teammates who've been the biggest help to you kind of transitioning from that middle school level?
I would have to say Jessie Foster. She always knows how to calm me down, and she's a really great teammate, and she won't focus on herself, and she's just a real hype man on the court.
And she's one of the seniors on the team. Yes. Is she kind of one of the leaders that looks after everyone and makes sure they don't get too down and helps keep the confidence level of the team up?
Yes, she is the confidence starter for sure.
And what would you say you need to do to make sure your team is able to advance against Southeast?
I just need to get my passes and my serves and my hits in, and I just need to compete at a really high level and not quit and talk. I need to talk.
And since you've kind of been the player that's led the team in stats for the year, do you get extra attention from your opponents and they kind of key in on you or try to keep the ball away from you and hit it to the other side of the floor?
Well, they really like to block me, so I need to work on moving in different positions and hitting the ball in different spots. And when I'm in the back row, they like to serve it at me a lot, so I need to make sure I get all the passes I can.
So have you noticed that you start getting maybe teams game plan for you a little more in the second half of the year than they did in the first?
Yeah, I think they've really seen that I get the most kills on the team, I guess, and they just want to stop me so that they can win.
Yeah, she definitely draws attention that she probably doesn't even know about sometimes. I think the second half of the season, the block tends to just drift out towards Piper, because if we don't pass well, that's where the ball goes anyway. And then when we do pass well and we need a kill, that's where the ball goes. And so she has a lot of scoring responsibilities on her team, and other teams obviously key in on that. And the fact that she's a freshman, it's a double whammy for them. So.
And what does your team need to do in practice the rest of the week to make sure they're in the best position to succeed in Substate?
Just continue to work hard and have a good attitude and be good teammates. Just, I mean, the same things are the same things. And it's not anything new. It's just learning how to practice harder and practice longer, play better volleyball longer. And they are headed in the right direction, and we just hope that continues the rest of the week.
Absolutely, and we're going to take another break on 99.9 The Rock. This is the Garden City Coaches Show live from Flat Mountain. And we are back with the Garden City Buffaloes Coaches Show live from Flat Mountain Brew House. Derek Darr here with head volleyball coach Trista Bailey and freshman player Piper Harris. And what do you think's been your guys' most important win of the season this year?
I honestly, again, I can't think of just one that sticks out to me. Piper, you got one? One that stands out to you?
Well, beating Dodge is always good. They're our rivals. We've beat them every time we played, which is three. And I feel like that's a really good accomplishment for us, but I don't know.
And do you think beating Dodge takes the sting a little bit out of that hatchet game loss in football?
That's what I hope. When like in volleyball, we won their hatchet, so I guess.
Yeah.
That's right. 3 volleyball wins to 1 football win.
Yes.
So there we go. Garden City's ahead. And I think they beat them in cross country too. But what's been your highlight of the season so far for you?
My highlight of the season, I would just have to say getting to know my team better and just knowing how things are done and just playing a big role in the team. And
how do you think the experience of playing as a freshman is going to help you in your varsity career going forward?
I feel like that's a really big highlight. I don't know. I feel like not many people have been in my footsteps, and I think it's a really big thing, and I don't know.
And how do you think that helps your team going forward, knowing you have a player like Piper all bringing your best player back who's going to be there for your sophomore, junior, and senior season?
Yeah, I think the experience that she's getting this year is invaluable for us moving forward. Like she said, not very many people have been in her shoes before. I think the last freshman to play varsity was Reagan Carlin, and she played 3 rotations. And so the fact that Piper's getting to do that and play 6 rotations and play such a huge role is important moving forward, because her work ethic and her just love for the game is contagious. So I know that any of her teammates are going to be lucky to play with her, and she's going to be a great leader moving forward. And we're really excited for her and for our team moving forward.
And we've already talked about Jesse Foster. Are there any other players besides her and Piper that have really stood out this year?
I would say that Mackenzie Lucas has done a good job. She's a junior, and she lettered last year as a sophomore, but she only played about half the season just because we changed what we were doing, and we switched from a 6-2 to a 5-1. So she has stepped up for us, and she's also playing a new position. I think the first time I told her that she was going to be a middle, she probably wanted to punch me in the face, honestly. but now she loves it, can't get enough of it, and the gym explodes when she gets a kill. And I think she's going to be an important part of our success moving forward as well.
And that's happened to a couple players where they've maybe played a different position than they thought they were. How is that convincing a player to play a different position?
It's just a conversation that you have with them, and as they get older and we establish a relationship, it's just they understand that they have to do what's best for the team. And it's not like we have a bunch of super tall kids running around Garden City High School, and we have what we have, and we have to be creative sometimes. And I think that says a lot about our kids, that they're willing to change positions and do what they're asked to do for the team. That's not something that kids respond to well all the time, but Mackenzie did a great job with it, and Jesse's done a great job with it, and Maya's running a 5-1 for the first time in her career. So there's a lot of kids that are stepping out into, areas that they're uncomfortable with, but they've handled it really well.
And how well would you say the team has bought into the culture at Garden City this year?
I hope well. It takes time, and I don't think kids ever truly get it until, those last couple matches of their senior year, and they realize that, things are wrapping up, and they have an opportunity to leave some kind of tradition behind for other kids. And but that's kind of part of it, is the joy of watching them learn about the culture for 4 years and grow a little bit every year, and hopefully take that with them into the future.
And Piper, how would you describe the culture at Garden City, and how would you say the team has bought into it?
I would have to say that we're bonding, like bonding wise.
Just like as far as culture goes with the type of practices you guys have, the type of environment you have in the locker room and on the team?
I feel like we've gotten pretty close as a team, and we've became a unit, and we're just really close, I think. I mean, we're a lot of different ages, but, I mean, we still have a great time, and
she'll learn too. Like, by the time she gets to be a senior, she'll be able to have more of an impact on some younger kids, and she'll be able to teach them new things and about how practices should look and how we compete and how we handle ourselves on and off the court. And she's learned a lot about that already, and I'm excited to see her start teaching that to the next group.
And how well would you say the kids really, or your teammates really, buy into what the coaches are teaching you in practice?
Well, I feel like when they say that we need to change something, we are going to work on it, and sometimes we don't, but Coach Bay will say, hey, do it again, and we'll just learn how to do it.
And is there ever a time where maybe your team's trying to do something a way they did it in club, or they did it, but you run a different system at Garden City, so you kind of have to adjust a little bit?
I think maybe there's been some rotation mix-ups, but nothing we couldn't fix.
All right, and we're going to leave it at that and take a quick break on 99.9 The Rock for the Garden City Coaches Show. And we'll play an interview from Coach Hill when we come back. And we are back on the Garden City Coaches Show. Sorry, couldn't get that interview teed up. We're just going to do a game recap of the Hatchet game. It was a Hatchet game to remember. Garden City fell in overtime to the Dodge City Red Demons. Dodge City managed to hit two 50-yard field goals on the day. And what really undid the Buffaloes were penalties in the second half. They had several second half penalties, and it was those mistakes that kind of undid them. And to give you an example of that, Jerry Ortega had a touchdown run in overtime that would have put them 1 point away from tying it, but it was recalled due to two penalties. And they had similar struggles in the first half, even though they led by 18 as much as 1 point, where drives were extended by Dodge City that allowed them to kick those field goals due to penalties and mistakes by the Buffaloes. It was just unfortunate, but it wasn't all bad. The offense played really well, and Zach Kiosingfet had a career night. He had 180 yards rushing against the Red Demons, and he also managed to have three touchdowns. Caleb Weese also played well, finding Jerry Ortega for a touchdown pass to send it to overtime. And the Garden City defense played well in the first half, limiting them to field goals. And it would have been a shutout in the first half if it wasn't for two incredible 50-yard field goals hit by Dodge City in the closing minutes. And it was an absolute great performance by Terrell Elliott and company. But the second half was really where things started to fall apart for the Buffaloes. And part of that was due to the defensive struggles. Dodge City really started running it down the throat of Garden City, who wasn't expecting it. Power football. They tried to pass it a lot in the first half, Dodge City did, and it didn't quite work out for them the way they were wanting it to. But they did manage to get things turned around in the second half. The Dodge City Red Demons did. They made great adjustments to what Garden City did. And Garden City really confounded Dodge City in that first half because they went into a little bit more of a spread than they normally go into. It was the flex bone at first that they normally play, and they kind of still have that flex bone. They had three. They had a running back, the quarterback, and a wing back in the backfield, but they had three wide receivers spread out, which is not a look Garden City usually shows, and it really spread Dodge City out to where they could only have six men in the box, which allowed Zach Kiosingfet to run mostly up the middle, and he used the speed to cut to the outside after getting big yards up the middle. And 150 yards of Zach Heosingfet's 180-yard game were all in the first half. So it was a spectacular first half for Dodge City. And part of a reason Garden City failed to score is they just didn't have the ball. They only had one drive in the third quarter, and they had a quick three and out and were forced to punt. And they had a fumbled kickoff. So due to that fumbled kickoff and the quick three and out, Dodge City had the ball almost the entire third quarter and was really able to get all the momentum back on their side and crawl back into that game. But that's going to do it for our Garden City Coaches Show at Flat Mountain Brew House. Thank you for everyone who listened tonight, and that's it for our show.